Welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Today we'll be talking about Cyrano's latest production called Venus and Fur, a play written by David Ives, which is an adaptation, or we'll get into that in a moment, about a novella written by Leopold von Sacher-Moschek. I can never pronounce his last name, but we do know that name is the root word for masochism. We'll get into that in a moment, too. My two guests are Aaron Wiseman, who's playing the part of Thomas in the show. Aaron is known to many of our theater-going audiences as an actor in such plays as Tin Chimneys at Cyrano's, also A Gulag Mouse, produced by Tosspot Productions. And we also have Colby Bleicher, who was playing the part of Vonda in the play. She is primarily a director who just directed the wonderful production of Perfect Arrangement, produced by Walking Shadows. But she's also an actor. She recently performed in Fiddler on the Roof with TBA Theater. So welcome, Colby, and welcome, Aaron, to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Venus and Fur, I sort of mangled the introduction about it. It's kind of a play about a play about a novella. But one of you describe what this play is about. Or where it comes from?
Sure. It's a it is a play within a play that's based on the novella written by Leopold von Sacher-Moschek, who, as you said, we in common, you know, culture know as the root for the term masochism. So it's very interesting in the sense that there's a lot of layers here in this play written by David Ives that is based on the novella. So that's where it comes from.
So the play is about a playwright who is trying to cast the show, and he's having some trouble getting a part for one of the parts. Is that right? Getting an actor for one of the parts.
Yes, it is a two-person show. I mean, our play that we're producing at Cyrano's is a two-person play. And the play that he's written has the main character of Vonda, that is a very complex character that requires quite a lot of, you know, qualities of feminist and as well as power and beauty. And there's all these aspects that I'm sure Colby can talk to here that make it a hard part to cast.
So in Venus and Fur, the play that we're doing, we see an audition process between a playwright who's also directing his play and an actress who comes in who at first seems completely wrong for the part, totally clueless, naive. You expect her to be just a terrible actress. And then she surprises the playwright. And comedy ensues.
It's a comedy, you're saying?
Oh, yes. Yes, it is. It is I'd say a dark comedy.
And so tell us a little bit more about, you say she's an actress who you would not expect to play this part. What kind of actress is she?
Well, Vonda is discombobulated. The play begins with us. The day of auditions has ended, and so when I come in, I'm late and just a hot mess all over the place. And so we see this great contrast, and this play is a lot about contrasts between the characters, between when we are reading the scenes from the play, how that contrasts what's happening in, you know, real life between the director and actor, and so there's this great switch that happens as soon as the actual audition begins.
Well, Aaron, what intrigues me about this play so far is that you play a playwright who's directing this play, mm-hmm. trying to cast a part. You've been seeing actors all day long. Mm-hmm. Here comes this actor in the last minute, auditions for the part. She doesn't seem to be right for it in the beginning. Why do we stay for an hour and 40 minutes?
I think it's because of what you expect and then what is actually kind of happens, what evolves out of the initial contact is intriguing. And it gets more and more kind of intriguing as you go, I think. There are a lot of layers here because it is based on a novella. So this play that he's written within our play is based on a novella. So you're bouncing between her trying to audition, who she becomes surprisingly engaging, and then the things that we do to develop this audition, where we take it a little bit further and we try some improv in the middle of it. We do. So as you move along, we drop in and out of an audition kind of on the fly. And so therefore you kind of think you get drawn along. You're like, oh, wait, they're doing the play again. You know, the play within a play, they're auditioning again. And then they drop out to discuss it. And she's kind of perplexing in how she treats this as a person. And then when she drops into the role, she's got it dialed in. And so you're drawn in, and then she drops out of it again. So there's this shifting back and forth that I think is pretty intriguing.
It sounds really interesting because we know, you know, actors often, you go into an audition and you are, you know, you're so nervous you can't even say a word, but suddenly you get into the part and the character takes over and you become that character. Is that what happens with this character?
Yeah, it does. And part of the comedy comes from when I am completely invested, the switch when I pull out of it and go back to crazy, discombobulated actress Vonda. Both the character and the actor are named Vonda, which just adds to the layers and confusion and complexity. And also made it really interesting in rehearsal, figuring out who the heck we were talking about at any given moment. Because the things that the actress wants are not necessarily the same things that the character wants. And so sometimes there's, you know, conflicting issues going on in my own brain, and trying to do 2-3 things at once, which is awesome. It's a lot to chew on for an actor, so that's been great. But yeah, the bouncing in and out of the audition is one of the things that adds to the comedy and the tension.
Sounds fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And Naren, your part, one thing that intrigues me about your part is that I have to ask, is your character, he's written this play based on this book, and now he's working as an actor, reading the part with his other character or other actor.
Right.
He must have some real strong interest in this story, doesn't he? Something even more than just being a director.
Yes, and that's part of the layering also.
Just a moment. We have to break in real quick. This is KSKA Stage Talk. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. My guests are Aaron Wiseman and Colby Bleicher talking about Cyrano's production of Venus and Fur. And sorry to interrupt you, Aaron. You're about to make a wonderful point here. Go ahead and go on.
Yeah, absolutely. It is part of the layering of this play that there's so many things going on. And one of the, for both characters, and definitely for mine as being this playwright of the play that's about a novella, is what interest of my own do I kind of bring to the table in both writing this and then also in extending this rather strange audition further and further is, yeah, what, how much of this reflects my own desires or character and how much is just something I'm writing about. And that's, it's the beauty part of this script is that that's very much up to interpretation, you know, as to as any good play probably should be. And so kind of what I have latched onto as an actor are small bits that I can relate to what I've written in the play. And then I think part of the intrigue is how much it may take off from even what I thought it related to me. And it gets out of control at some points.
So you think the playwright director identifies with the character?
In some ways, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. So it becomes interesting at these times when, because I guess this is a good time to bring up some of the subject matter without spoiling it, because there is kind of a bit of mystery to this as to, you know, who and why she came to do this and why it's so important to draw this out into a big audition process. So it's a little bit of mystery there. That's kind of cool. But there are some dominance and submission issues, obviously with sacromasoch being the origin of the term masochism. The original novella does distinctly deal with the notion of subjugating yourself to another person, having them dominate you and being submissive to them. So that theme is bounced around and flipped over multiple times in our play, too. So that's kind of one of the intriguing layers that this character that I have to deal with as an actor to interpret this character is how much of that is something that I want, you know, out of this relationship, both either the play that I've written and working with this actress. Pretty powerful.
This sounds very complicated in a very good way. I mean, because you're playing your actress playing, you're playing characters who are you're discovering things about yourselves and all of this. Yes. This must be a real challenge for actors. I mean, there's two of you on the stage, mm-hmm. and there are some intimate moments, I imagine, some moments in a play that stretch your comfortable zone.
There are.
And I'm not sure if you guys have worked with each other before, but how is that to work in this type of a play? It must involve a lot of trust. And sometimes, I know from my own personal experience, sometimes if you don't know somebody, you can trust them even more than if you do know them. How has that worked for the two of you?
Well, Aaron and I knew each other and had worked together on An Overnighter a couple of months ago, which I would not say was like, and I was directing and he was acting. So this was basically two actors just getting to know each other. And the way that I approached it, I mean, one of the things that it's not too much of a spoiler because it happens pretty early on. And hey, if you walk by Cyrano's, you'll see a picture of me in a bra on the window. There is a lack of clothing at parts of this show. So that is something that as an actor auditioning for this part, I knew going into it and had to be okay with. And so at a certain point, pretty early on in the rehearsal process, I just said to myself, like, hey, I mean, I knew what I was getting into. And as far as the intimacy and sexual nature of this play, there's really no room. There was no time for hesitation or a lack of confidence with that sort of thing. So, you know, we got costumes together as soon as we could so that I could rehearse with that. And as far as, I mean, Aaron and I get along very well and we're able to just kind of form a friendship out of talking about the show and wanting the show to be the best it could possibly be. And part of that was getting over, you know, just being professional and not having any sort of awkwardness about like, all right, well, now here I am. Mm-hmm. Very undressed in front of you. Let's do it. Let's do our job.
Aaron, what about you?
Yeah, I think having known each other a little bit ahead of time, being acquainted, and I think on the same page in terms of how we approach theater, you know, and how we approach developing characters, we had that in common. So that was powerful, I think, as two, you know, we call it working professionals. You know, it's a not much of a wage, of course, but we do this because we love it. So having that common perspective, I think, was really powerful. And then, yeah, there's some intimate moments, and I think it was pretty easy for us to get there. And Colby's had some great fortitude in the sense of just taking on this role right from the very beginning and just grabbing it and running with it. It's been great.
Well, sometimes you just have to dive in, don't you?
Yes.
I mean, the first time I had a stage kiss on a play, it took me forever. The second time, my scene partner grabbed me and kissed me, and it was all over with. It was just great from then on, you know? Yeah. You got to dive in and do it, don't you?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, this must be a real, again, we keep harping on this challenge about what it's like to be an actor who you're saying going in and out of your parts, you know, in rehearsal, you're having to express this intimacy mm-hmm. as characters, but as actors, you don't have that. And then you're playing characters who don't have that, then they do have it, the characters they do play. So this sounds like an intriguing play, and I just wish you both having the best run. Currently playing at Cyrano's is Venus and Fur. My guests today have been Aaron Weissman, who's playing the part of Thomas, the playwright-director, and Colby Bleicher, who's playing the part of Vonda, who's auditioning for the part of Vonda in the play. The play runs currently running at Cyrano's, goes until June the 13th. So I want to thank you all both for being on the show today.
Thank you.
For more information about this show or for information about other shows playing in the area, go to alaskapublic.org, go to Stage Talk, and see the Stage Talk calendar. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.